It's time for us to talk basketball with the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Richard Barron. Hello, Coach.
Hey, how are you, Richard?
Well, I'm doing very well, as are you and the Black Bears with back-to-back victories.
Yeah, we've strung together a few good practices and games. We've had a good, seven, 8 days in a row.
Well, yeah, let's go back to last week in that exciting game at the Cross Center, a terrific overtime win over UMass Lowell, and as has been the pattern these last couple of games, shooting very, very well from everywhere on the floor.
Yeah, we shot well. I thought both teams played well. Coming off our Albany game, which was, as we discussed, there really was no flow, and they shot 47 free throws in that game. It was just, crazy, 30-something, almost a foul a minute called on us. And so it's really hard to really evaluate the game because there was little game to evaluate. And so we go from that game to the Lowell game where we seem to really buy in and play with a purpose. And Lowell, we forced Lowell into some tough situations, and at times they executed really well against that and made some big shots, and we did as well. I thought our offense looked really good. We executed well. We were really good coming out of timeouts and in our execution. And, of course, Sergio had a big game, with 36 points in that one, and got to where we thought we were going to win it in regulation. Out of all of Sergio's made shots, the easiest shot he attempted was probably the one he missed that would have won the game in regulation, right there at the front of the rim. And then we missed the tip in and then had a chance after they had a double dribble that gave us a chance with less than a second to, get a playoff. And we executed well and got a shot for Andrew on that, missed that one. So, but that whole time, it just kind of seemed like the team was a different team. So, coaching them the way we were responding, I never felt like we were out of the game, never felt like we were going to lose the game. And they came out and just, made some big plays in overtime. And Nick Santom started it off with a dunk. And from that point on, went on and won. We scored 104 points, which was, I'm sure, the most we've scored against a Division I team in a long time. I don't know exactly how far back we have to go, but that was big. And then we parlayed that into a 23-point win, which was the biggest margin of victory over America East opponent in 8 or 9 years. So another big win after that.
Yeah, and shot well in the Binghamton game and rebounded particularly well, out-rebounding them 43-23.
Yeah, we had good energy on the boards. Our size really, helped us. I thought we got great production from our post players. Steph Ingo off the bench. Mick Santoms played well. Vilgot Larsson played well. Andrew had a big game. 7 assists from, a post player. And Sergio had 9 assists with 0 turnovers. So that first half, we only had 1 turnover. And that really kind of gave us the opportunity to get out and build a lead. And we just maintained that lead. We executed well in that game. And it seemed like we always had an answer. Binghamton made some big shots, some clutch shots. They've got good shooters. They've got good players. Sessoms especially is an all-conference level guard, was Rookie of the Year last year. And, there were times when, despite our efforts, we couldn't contain him, and he would hit a big three or create an assist on a three. But we always seemed to have an offensive answer. We came right back. We didn't get down. We didn't get discouraged. We came right back and executed on the other end. And often, extended the lead instead of just kind of maintaining status quo. So that was a different situation for us to be in. And certainly from a coaching standpoint, it was too, right? To kind of maintain a big lead. But I was really proud of the guys and happy that we were able to give everybody some minutes that game.
You talked about Sergio's performances, and he was honored by the league as America East Player of the Week, and well-deserved.
Yes, and got some national recognition, too, from some mid-major publications that gave him, Player of the Week on the mid-major level, which I think we need to figure out a better way of saying it. Mid-major is anything other than BCS, right?
Right.
what used to be BCS, Power 5. But yeah, he was dominant. I mean, just a really superb performance. And it was a great story because his parents flew in from Beirut, Lebanon.
Yes.
And to see him and saw him for the first time, saw him play basketball for the first time in over 5 years. And so I'm sure that was special for him and special for his family. And certainly it made a huge difference for us.
We've talked about this with you before, Richard. Is it's that much easier as a coach to do the things you do and you have to do in practice. You get that buy-in a lot easier when there's a reward at the end, like a couple of big victories.
There is. There's no question. You know, I think there's also a tipping point that goes the other way, right? You can kind of, everybody gets a little too comfortable and starts to feel like, hey, we got this. Yeah. You know, and your voice doesn't have the same resonance that it might, you know. Hopefully we're kind of in that sweet spot right now where we have their attention. They're seeing some results. They're feeling good about, you know, and giving good effort. At the same time, they're very coachable because they don't think they've got it all figured out. And with an opponent like Vermont tomorrow, we certainly don't have it all figured out.
Well, Vermont, of course, has been one of the class teams of the league for many, many years now. And have had some struggles in the early going, but they're a quality opponent. What will you have to do to be successful tomorrow night?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's interesting that, you know, a struggle for Vermont is because they lost to Stony Brook, a very good team at home, right? And they've won 12 of their last 13 games,
right?
Or something, you know, I may be off by a game or two, but they basically have won 12 out of their last 13, and everyone's like, ah, Vermont's down. You know, what an incredible monster John Becker's built there at Vermont, and he and his staff deserve a lot of credit for the consistency their program shows. At the same time, you know, we're ready. I think our guys are ready to at least compete and go toe-to-toe with them. And we've got some personnel that can match up with them. You know, obviously things have to go right, you know, for us and for them, you know, in order to win. We need to make shots. And they're really good defensively. One thing that I think will be key to this game is the way the game's called, because Vermont is the most physical team in the league. And they often get away with a lot of contact on the ball initially. Right. And if that isn't called for us, where we're very aggressive in terms of our screening off the ball, if they're disrupting the cutters, holding and bumping and stuff, and there's no calls made, that works in Vermont's favor. I think the opposite is true. Right. If they're allowing, you know, if the offense is creating contact on the dribble and they're not calling fouls on the defense because the offense is initiating that contact, that probably works in our favor because we're pretty good defenders if we're allowed to defend. And, you know, hopefully that's the way the game's called, but I think that's a huge distinction and it'll be really important in terms of the outcome of the game.
All right, let them play. That's the message for tomorrow night. We congratulate you, Coach, on the back-to-back wins. Good luck tomorrow. Should be a big crowd there to cheer on the Black Bears playing their best basketball of the season against the Catamounts tomorrow night at the Cross Center. As always, thanks for joining us.
And as always, thank you for having me.
Richard Barrett, every Tuesday here on Downtown. Our Black Bear Reports, well, they're brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.